A system designed for tornadoes and other emergencies is being used in South Dakota to warn the public of possible terrorist attacks. Safety officials in the state say they can distribute emergency information more quickly over the radio network of the National Weather Service. Kurt Nickisch of South Dakota Public Radio reports.
Weather radios are pretty simple devices. They look much like standalone answering machines and cost as little as $20 apiece. Once plugged in, they sit silent until they receive a signal from one of the more than 650 radio stations of the National Weather Service. Then they sound the alarm. A spoken message with specific information and instructions for the listener follows.
At 2:29 p.m. Central Daylight Time, the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 8 miles southeast of Alton, moving north at 55 miles per hour.
After September 11th, state disaster response officials here thought weather radios could prove just as useful during a terrorist attack as they do when tornadoes strike. While South Dakota may at first seem an unlikely target, officials like Mike Milstead shudder at the thought of crop dusters spreading cattle diseases or an attack on one of the 4 Missouri River dams here. Milstead is the sheriff of South Dakota's most populous county. He says weather radios have an advantage over television or the radio you're listening to right now, because they automatically turn on to broadcast information.
If there was a hazardous substance released into the water, into the air, into their neighborhood, whether that was an accident or an act of terrorism, this gives us the ability to wake people in the middle of the night and provide them with potentially life-saving instructions.
And the 14 weather radio stations here reach nearly everyone in the state, but the alerts don't do any good if you don't own a weather radio, and Milstead wants them to become as common as smoke detectors. South Dakota just bought 5,000 weather radios. State emergency management personnel are distributing them to places like universities, hospitals, law enforcement agencies, and daycares, like this one in Sioux Falls.
When you're done with your heart, bring it over to me so I can put it up and it will dry, and then you can do another one.
I don't want to do another one.
State Emergency Management Coordinator Christy Turman says weather radios in public places are part of the country's new domestic preparedness landscape.
We're all security conscious, and I think it'll provide a sense of not well-being, but a sense of security to people knowing that South Dakota has these radios in place and that they'll be able to get information quickly.
Turman also helped formalize an agreement between state government and the National Weather Service that gives emergency officials access to the radio network. Meteorologist Todd Heitkamp with the National Weather Service in Sioux Falls says a few state and local governments have made such arrangements in the past, but South Dakota's is by far the most comprehensive.
Anyone at this point in time, local law enforcement or government official, can call the National Weather Service and have us activate that weather radio in times of a non-weather-related emergency. And I don't think there's any other state that can say that they are well covered weather radio-wise and also have the agreement in place.
Heitkamp expects other states to follow. Certainly, different technologies could be developed and implemented to do the same thing, like over satellite, but it's far cheaper to use the existing infrastructure of the weather radio network to fill this post-September 11th need. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.